Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Getting food, gas, and other essentials to you could get tougher if there's a rail strike in a few days. Congress could impose a compromise labor agreement. The House takes this up today after President Biden asked Congress to step in.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike.
A potentially crippling freight rail strike next week.
And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
The president's also urging legislation to avoid a government shutdown next month and pushing for it to include more funding for the COVID-19 response and Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Soon the House will take up a bill the Senate just passed that protects same-sex and interracial marriages. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
It's an extraordinary sign of shifting national politics on the issue and a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples who have married since the Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized gay marriage nationwide. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61-36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, says,
"Today, we made a difference."
The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tornadoes hit parts of Mississippi last night as heavy thunderstorms rolled from eastern Texas to Georgia and as far north as Indiana. No immediate reports of serious damage or injuries. An international group that promotes democracy says democracy is being degraded around the world because people are losing faith in the legitimacy of elections, and they see freedom of expression being hindered, among a range of other problems. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The head of the group Oath Keepers has been found guilty of charges connected to the Capitol insurrection. I. Norman Hall. A Washington, D.C. jury convicted Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn President Joe Biden's election. Rhodes was acquitted on two other conspiracy charges. Defense attorney Ed Tarpley.
We're grateful for the not guilty verdicts that were received. We're disappointed in the guilty verdict.
The case handed the Justice Department a major victory in its massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Seditious conspiracy calls for up to 20 years behind bars. An appeal will be filed. Norman Hall, Washington.
Public health officials are worried about changes at Twitter that could end up discouraging COVID-19 vaccinations. The change to Twitter's rules was announced in a one-line update Monday night. Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against misinformation about COVID-19. This comes after massive layoffs at the company by new owner Elon Musk, who in the past has himself spread misleading COVID claims on the platform. Public health officials interviewed by the Associated Press said it could lead to more false claims about the virus or the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Paul Russo, dean of the Katz School of Science and Health at Yeshiva University in New York, called the change unacceptable, saying the company's decision to reverse course is an abdication of its duty to its users. Some Twitter accounts were immediately testing the new boundaries and celebrating the platform's hands-off approach. COVID cases and deaths are up from 2 weeks earlier. According to the most recent federal daily averages, about 28,000 people with COVID were hospitalized per day and about 313 died. I'm Jennifer King.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. Christian Pulisic scored the only goal of the match in the 38th minute as the United States defeated Iran 1-0 to advance to the knockout round of 16 at the World Cup. The U.S. will face Netherlands on Saturday. The latest college football playoff rankings are out, and the top four are Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Southern California. Ohio State is fifth and Alabama sixth. The Boston Bruins have been unbeatable on home ice. Here's correspondent Greg Kadetsky.
The Boston Bruins added to their NHL record of home wins to start a season, now 13 straight, with a 3-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Taylor Hall started the scoring for the Bruins just 1:07 into the game with the first of his two goals.
Do the best with, you know, what you can with the ice time you're given and the opportunity you're given, and I think we could be a really good line.
The Lightning tied it at 1 in the second on a power play goal by Steven Stamkos. It was his 999th career point. In the third, the Bruins took the lead for good, 2:49 into the period, on Hall's second goal of the game, a power play goal.
Other NHL winners are the Sharks, Hurricanes, Flyers, Predators, Jets, Capitals, Flames, and the Kraken down the Kings 9-8 in overtime. The Mavericks get past the Warriors in Dallas. Bob Stevens has the details.
Luka Doncic's 41-point triple-double lifted the Dallas Mavericks to a 116-113 win over Golden State as the Mavericks snapped a four-game losing streak. Dallas coach Jason Kidd says Doncic continues to amaze.
The man is special. The guy loves competition. And when you have a triple-double like that, it's not easy because he's marked once he pulls up in his car. They're going to have a double team or they're not going to let him play.
Tim Hardaway Jr. added a season-high 22 for the Mavs, while Steph Curry led Golden State with 32.
In top 10 men's college basketball, number 1 Houston rolls past Norfolk State. Number 3 Virginia holds off Michigan, while number 6 Baylor loses 96-70 at Marquette. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As NATO renews its commitment to one day welcoming Ukraine, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls a more urgent request. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House.
We're here to get work done.
President Biden met with congressional leaders about work to be done by the end of the year. It includes a deadline to avert a possible freight rail strike. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked what Republicans are thinking.
Some may be inclined to vote against it, and others are arguing that the economic price doing that is too great, and I think Senator Schumer will be out here shortly. You can ask him.
There's also another deadline to avert a government shutdown. The conference board says consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in November. A senior Russian diplomat says Russia and the U.S. have repeatedly been on the verge of an agreement of a prisoner exchange. The Biden administration has been trying for months to negotiate the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another American jailed in Russia, Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan. This is AP News. Stay by Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber is Apple Music's top song of the year. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I do the same.
Stay tops Apple Music's global songs chart for the year, beating out As It Was by Harry Styles at number 2 and Wait For You by Future featuring Drake and Tems.
We don't talk about Bruno.
People really wanted to know the words to We Don't Talk About Bruno. That was the top song on Apple's most read lyrics chart for 2022. Meanwhile, over at the Pandora streaming service, Wait For You was the top song of 2022. Bad Bunny had the most songs on the Pandora Top 100 with 5. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The metaverse-skipping action-adventure Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Feature at the 32nd Gotham Awards in New York City, taking one of the first major prizes of Hollywood's award season and boosting the Oscar hopes of the indie hit of the year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Actor Clarence Gilliard Jr. has died at the age of 66, according to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he taught acting. Details of his death were not available. I'm Margie Zaraletta with a look at his career.
I just appreciate your confidence in me, Walker.
Clarence Gilliard Jr. was famous for playing James Trevette on Walker, Texas Ranger, and Conrad McMasters on Matlock.
You better be right, because it looks like this last one's going to take a miracle.
His film roles include playing the computer villain in Die Hard and Sundown, the radar intercept officer in Top Gun. Gilliard said in a 2002 AP interview he jumped at the chance to play Bruce Barnes in the Left Behind movies because he was a Christian.
If there's a heaven and there's a hell, are you getting ready for one or the other?
And that's what we're talking about.
Tiger Woods is painting an uncertain picture about how much golf he can play. Woods withdrew from playing at the tournament he's hosting in Bermuda this weekend.
I don't have much left in his leg.
The injury is plantar fasciitis in his right foot.
I can hit golf balls. It's the walking that just hurts.
The plantar fasciitis is related to injuries Woods suffered in a car crash in 2021, which ended any hope of him playing on a regular basis.
Gear up for the biggest ones, and hopefully, you know, lightning catches in a bottle, and I'm up there in contention with a chance to win, and hopefully I'll remember how to do that.
Tiger Woods also doesn't have much hope for the PGA Tour and Greg Norman's Saudi-funded rival league, LIV, getting along.
Not with Greg there and his animosity towards the tour itself. I don't see that happening. As Rory said, and I said it as well, I think Greg's got to leave.
Lawsuits and counter-lawsuits have been filed. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former federal prison warden has gone on trial for allegations stemming from his treatment of female inmates in a facility known as the Rape Club. Ray Garcia retired from his job at the Dublin, California Correctional Institution after the FBI found nude photos of female inmates on his government-issued phone. The 55-year-old Garcia is among five staffers charged with molesting several women and forcing them to pose naked in their cells. One of the inmates testified they had intimate contact in a bathroom and said she felt like he cared about her, but then he became increasingly vulgar. Garcia's lawyer says there's no surveillance video showing these encounters, although one of the women alleges Garcia knew to avoid the cameras. After two holiday seasons with COVID-19 precautions, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas, everyone!
The jolly old elf is back this year in person, without plastic partitions or faraway benches, and kids once again sitting on Santa's lap, except at Macy's in Herald Square, where Santa sits behind a bench. The company, HireSanta.com, says there's been a 30% increase in bookings this year compared to the last two seasons. Although COVID fears are easing, inflation's taking some of the twinkle out of Santa's eyes. Many of the portrayers are older, they live on fixed incomes, and bending under the weight of higher prices. But at least one company's paying more, around $5,000 to $12,000 for the holiday season. Sandra Booker say this year there's a higher demand for inclusivity, meaning they're looking for Santas who are Black or Spanish-speaking and those who know sign language. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia's environment minister has said she will fight against a UNESCO decision to add the Great Barrier Reef to a list of endangered World Heritage Sites. Australian Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek said the criticisms of her government's inaction on climate change were not justified.
If the Great Barrier Reef is in danger, then every coral reef in the world is in danger. If this World Heritage Site is in danger, then most World Heritage Sites around the world are in danger from climate change.
Plibersek insisted the Australian government were doing all they could to save the reef.
There is no need to single out the Great Barrier Reef in Australia because there is no government taking the risks to coral reefs more seriously than the Australian government.
Scientist Jodie Rummer disagreed.
We cannot claim to be doing all we can for the reef at this point. We aren't. We need to be setting that message to the rest of the world that we are doing everything that we possibly can for the reef, and that means we need to take urgent action on emissions.
Feedback from Australian officials both at the federal and state level will be reviewed before Paris-based UNESCO makes any official proposal to the World Heritage Committee. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.